Hello and welcome to Think to the Brink. A bit of a different episode for you this week, as some of you may have seen if you follow us on Instagram. Alex is away this week on assignment. I think he's got a couple of writing deadlines and then he's jetting off to Portugal. So we're going to do something a little bit different. We're re-releasing an episode from our back catalogue. It's Baloo versus Bagheera, one of the earlier Disney debates that we did on the show. I think this was released almost exactly a year ago and is now only available in our archives on Patreon. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of the episode, just going to give out our social media. Think to the Brink with the number 2 on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/thinktothebrink with the word TO, and of course our new platform. Support us on Patreon to get exclusive access to the back catalogue, to have the opportunity to shape the show and suggest episode topics. And for just $5 a month, if you join us on our Edna Mode No Cape Brigade second tier, you can get access to exclusive watch-alongs, live overthinking sessions, extra content, role plays, many, many more things that we're going to be putting on Patreon. So head on over to Patreon at patreon.com/thinktothebrink with the number 2 to check out all the exciting things that we're doing over there. Big shout out to George Collins, friend of the show and music producer, who has become our latest patron. And also thanks to George for giving me some very good and very useful advice on recording equipment and microphones. So thank you, George, for that. Right, so we're nearly ready to get into Baloo versus Bagheera from 2018. Make sure to listen to the end, because after the episode is finished, I'm going to exclusively play out for the first time on air some of the behind-the-scenes content that we've put on Patreon. So stay tuned for that little Easter egg at the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with new overthinking content. Hope you enjoy.
I'm Will Baker.
And I'm Alex Prescott.
And you're listening to
Think to the Brink.
Where better to go for opinions than Mum's Net?
Can Jesus choose which wine he turns it into? There
needs to be some middle ground between a full stop and an exclamation point.
Your taste buds are amazed.
So you're basically like a glorified textbook writer.
Is there any person in the world that is more of a yes man than Mr. Smith?
Hello and welcome back to a very special episode of Think to the Brink.
Yeah, I think it is quite special actually.
Something that we both feel very passionately about.
Yeah.
And we'll be arguing opposite sides.
We will.
It's another debate, Baloo versus Bagheera, a Jungle Book debate.
Yeah, oh what a film. When did you see this film first? Do you remember?
A childhood classic, yeah. One of those that I had on video, watched on repeat.
Yeah. A quote from Disney Wiki, we're back on it. Whenever great deeds are remembered in this jungle, one name will stand above all others. Our friend, Baloo the Bear. Who said that, Will?
Well, that was said by Bagheera.
By Bagheera.
Well, that's, I mean, that just
himself,
shows...
Himself. Yeah. Well, there's a bit of debate, isn't there?
Yeah, and there's a Russian version where Bagheera is played by a woman, but that's neither here nor there.
Well.
Okay, this quote is by Bagheera. Well, Bagheera's not going to say that he himself is the great hero of the jungle. He's modest.
Wow.
Also, at this point, he thinks Baloo's dead, so that's when he thinks...
Sways
Baloo,
it.
Yeah,
do you exactly. think Baloo would say the same about Bagheera?
Yeah. There's very much an agenda with this Disney Wiki article, I feel.
I'm so glad you came up with that word so quickly.
No.
Yeah, no, there is. It's painting...
Baloo as this hero, and yeah, okay, there's a quote from Bagheera. If we go on Bagheera's Disney Wiki, I haven't even looked at this quote yet. Well, okay, it's another quote from Bagheera, so he's describing himself, and it says... You have the word of Bagheera. Don't really know what that means.
No. Do you know what part of the film that's from?
I don't remember that, actually, being said. But he is a man of his word, or a panther of his word. See, as we know with Disney Wiki, they've got personality, alignment, goal, appearance, etc., etc., allies. Yeah.
These are very well written, these ones, actually.
There's a lot.
It's a comprehensive list.
So, I'm going to go to the goal.
Yeah.
Baloo's goal, to protect and care for Mowgli to the best of his ability. Fair enough.
Nice goal. Good goal. Nice goal. Nice guy.
Yeah, okay. Bagheera's goal, to keep Mowgli safe and return him to the man village, (succeeded).
Wait,
so Bagheera succeeds in his goal from the film, but Baloo doesn't.
Well, so that's because Baloo's goal, you can never succeed to doing something to the best of your ability. So Baloo knows with his goals that he's looking for improvement. Bagheera sets, I would say, quite an easy goal of as soon as Mowgli sees the washerwoman? No, the girl. She's not a washerwoman. The girl with the water on her head.
She's just a girl.
As soon as Mowgli sees the human girl for the first time, He's hooks.
Yeah.
So basically, Bagheera's goal boils down to get Mowgli within a distance that he can see the man village.
Okay, but my personality, they've got a lot of adjectives here that we will be getting into.
Yeah.
Both have got selfless. That might be the only overlap. I don't think Baloo is selfless. Bagheera is selfless. They both love Mowgli and care for Mowgli. I don't think we can dispute that.
Yeah.
Bagheera knows that Mowgli will never be safe in the jungle because Shere Khan has a vendetta against man. A lot of creatures that you know, are out to get him. Kaa, the monkeys, King Louie.
Mm.
So Bagheera knows that the only way that Mowgli's going to be safe is to take him back to the man village.
Well.
And selflessly sacrificing his friendship with Mowgli. He knows that he may never see him again. Baloo disagrees.
That's definitely subjective because it relies on you saying safe is with his own kind. Is Mowgli safe if he grows up to become a hunter? He's not safe from the wiles of humans, is he? So actually in the jungle, there's a different sort of safety away from kind of the darker sides of humanity.
Well, I think Baloo's fully on board with Bagheera's point of view. He just wants to keep Mowgli in the jungle so he can have fun.
What does Baloo do that is selfish? What, keeping Mowgli in the jungle?
Keeping Mowgli in the jungle for his own amusement.
No, he keeps Mowgli in the jungle to keep him safe from the humans.
No, I don't think... at no point does it say that.
That's for his own amusement. Well, it's not selfish to have friends, is it? Bagheera is selfish because Bagheera is moody all the time because he wants to be, which brings everyone down.
He's not moody. He's
very downbeat.
It says here, personality, slightly pessimistic.
Mm.
Which is, you know, but I think that's a bit, again, an agenda of Disney Wiki. They're quite anti-Bagheera. Slightly pessimistic, I would say, is realistic. And
well, we've got here optimistic, so which is something that cannot be said for Bagheera. Baloo, optimistic, laid-back, fun-loving.
Should we play a bit of adjective tennis?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, Bagheera, dignified.
Baloo. Erudite. Erudite, Baloo. Okay.
Well, erudite means like...
clever, like brilliant.
Yeah,
I think...
But doesn't it also imply that you've got like a certain way with words?
Yeah, which I think... Yeah, Baloo's a lot of things, but I wouldn't...
I would describe Bagheera as more erudite than Baloo.
Okay.
Wise.
Wise. Fatherly, we've got here.
Good-hearted.
Ooh.
Oh, no, hang on, sorry. Fatherly. Bagheera also described as fatherly. I'd say Bagheera's more motherly.
Yeah, good-hearted. I've got good-natured. So Bagheera, just the heart, Baloo, the entire being. Here we go. I think, importantly, content.
Easily annoyed.
Good, that was a classic adjective tennis.
Well, so that's maybe a regular feature. Well, I think Bagheera's
Who won that rally?
Don't know. We'll have to leave that up to the listener. But I think he's watchful, he's easily annoyed, he's slightly pessimistic. These are all things that, you know, you could describe them as bad qualities, but in the jungle, I think they're pretty essential. You've got to be on your watch. You've got to be, you know, on edge. And I think the reason that Bagheera is easily annoyed is because he's taking the whole load, and Baloo's just playing around. He's scratching his back on trees. Just swimming around. He's not taking anything seriously.
He's using the jungle full force. He's teaching Mowgli to have fun. Like, Mowgli has had a harrowing upbringing. He's been raised by wolves. He's been taken away from his parents.
He doesn't know that.
Okay, but
that was before he got
emotional scar. Raised by wolves, which, while painted quite nicely in the film, would surely be quite difficult. You know, the wolves might try and eat him, perhaps.
But they didn't, did they?
They didn't, but they might have when they were younger.
He actually became one of the pack.
And then he's got the real scar because he's taken away from the wolves, right?
Yeah, by Bagheera.
By Bagheera. God, villain.
Bagheera has to, selfless.
A nomad.
Well, Bagheera is not a nomad.
Mowgli is. Bagheera gives him the worst of both worlds in that he's been thrust away from the humans. He's taken a long time to get in with the wolves, and then he's thrust away again. He doesn't even, as you said, your point was that he doesn't remember the humans. So what good is taking him back to them?
Because they're his own kind. Bagheera comes across Mowgli when he's the baby in the cub. He saves his life. If any other animals, I would suggest maybe even a panther in real life, across a baby, that... baby's not going to last much longer.
Well, I mean, maybe they fight against their instincts. Both of them, actually, a bear and a panther, not just killing a human.
Well, yeah, okay, but this is a Disney film. That's
big. Well, no, we have to take all perspectives into account. We can't say, oh, but it's a film.
Listen to this list of adjectives: dignified, aspiring, humble, responsible, irritable, strict, slightly pessimistic, caring, fatherly, protective, instructive, level-headed, wise, rational, no nonsense, grouchy, solemn, persistent, good-hearted, loyal, helpful, intellectual, watchful, easily annoyed, selfless.
Listen to this list of appearances. Tall, obese.
Exactly. Obese. What kind of example is he saying to Mowgli? Whereas here, slender. Slender Black Panther.
Baloo is pro anybody image. You didn't let me... It's a tall, obese, blue-grey sloth bear.
Sloth bear?
Brief hair. What does brief hair mean? Just like...
Ooh. Short, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Or he's...
You just see it. Periwinkle fleeting. Muzzle. So in-depth. Brief tail.
Brief tail?
Yeah. Is your alignment good?
Yeah, alignment good.
I would have said neutral.
No, Bagheera is the ultimate.
And they both have their home in the Indian jungle.
Which is nice.
I think maybe we should compare their nicknames, see who's got the better nickname.
Okay.
So let's choose our best nickname.
Okay.
Bagheera actually gave what I think is Baloo's best nickname. Old Iron Paws, which is nice.
What nickname did...
Powerful hands.
What nickname did Shere Khan give him?
Oh, no, do you not have any nicknames?
Well, no, I do have a few.
Well, go on. No, they have to be on the article.
Okay, well, no. Yeah, other names. Baggy or Bags.
Well, I think the proof's in the pudding there.
Yeah, okay, but can we hear Shere Khan's nickname for... Shiver in for Baloo.
It is Big Oaf.
I think Shere Khan is quite erudite, so I think that's
pretty much
hits the nail on the head.
Does Bagheera, so we could agree that they're both father figures together to Mowgli, right?
Yeah.
Does Mowgli ever call Bagheera Papa Bagheera or Papa Panther? No. Does he call Baloo Papa Bear? Yes, on the article.
Well, it's very much a good cop, bad cop.
And... the top answer. If you take the original book as a source, Baloo is a wild bear while Bagheera is a tamed panther. Tamed
who escaped.
Panther. Oh.
Yeah, he was held captive. He was raised in captivity. But that's the book, that's not the film.
Who escaped. So Baloo has an advantage in raw power and instinct. On other media, Baloo's more laid back and Bagheera more cunning. So Bagheera could have the advantage in a preemptive strike. After that, Baloo would have the advantage to higher strength and body mass.
Exactly.
And then we have, definitely Baloo. A panther isn't really a species. Leopards and jaguars both on occasion turn out with black
fur. Who put this answer?
Henry Apfel, I read a little bit. So put that in his name.
Or it could be, I read a little bit.
Yeah, it could be. I read a little bit. In 2018, so this is
a few months, a mere month ago. What do you mean a panther isn't a real species?
So, leopards and jaguars both on occasion turn out with black fur. Given that the Jungle Book is set in India, Bagheera is definitely a leopard, and leopards are not large animals. A jaguar would be closer in size and power to a sloth bear, the species one would assume Baloo to be. But jaguars are South and Central American cats. Bottom line, they made pretty much everything a little bigger than it usually would be for the movies. So Bagheera realistically would be a lot smaller and weaker than Baloo. And practically tiny next to Shere Khan. Oh, and then he's edited. Apparently there is a Himalayan brown bear which would fit Baloo's design and size. So I think he's kind of picked holes more in the film and them being, Bagheera being a panther as opposed to who would win in a fight. But that's fairly conclusive.
Sidebar, sorry. I've been distracted. On related questions, it says who would win in a fight between Pikachu and Batman.
No, that's just quickly.
And I know that's got nothing to do with either topic, but I'm just... what an answer that is.
Your answer's brilliant.
A pre-arranged match. Batman. Plenty of insulation.
Spontaneous brawl. Pikachu. Plenty of electricity.
Okay, so we've solved that if anyone was interested in... I just like Pikachu and Batman. When would they ever meet? No, I'm going to weigh in on the Baloo versus Bagheera fight. I think Baloo, obviously...
Good, I thought you would eventually. Oh, you mean the actual fight, not the debate? You haven't been turning up.
No. So the fight.
Yeah, the brawl.
The brawl. Brawl for all. With Mowgli as the special guest referee.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, maybe Mowgli will favour Baloo, so that couldn't have him. We need a neutral referee. But anyway, Baloo's got the size advantage, but Baloo's obese. Baloo's going to blow up. In terms of the longer the match goes, the more I'd favour Bagheera. Baloo might get an early knockout in, but I think Bagheera's cunning. He's quicker. He's a hell of a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Ducking and weaving.
Yeah. I think realistically, they wouldn't be in the same size category, would they?
No, they wouldn't be in the same weight category. I think I'd say Bagheera is probably a light heavyweight, and yeah, Baloo definitely super heavyweight.
If they were put in, because obviously you're quite into your wrestling,
yes.
If you were to write a WWE narrative for Baloo and Bagheera, just broad stroke, off the cuff, how do you think it would
go? I think you've got to have a tag team run first.
Yeah.
Big allies, and then you do the split. Friends turning on each other.
Is Mowgli involved?
Yeah, Mowgli could be their manager.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who is involved in the actual... He's in the court ring.
No,
the
he's...
Corner? No.
He'd be directing traffic from ringside. I think... Oh, yeah. You probably have Mowgli caught in the middle and he wouldn't be able to choose, but I think maybe you would have Bagheera turn on Baloo. Or maybe there's more money in Baloo turning on Bagheera.
Well,
interesting. We'll have to...
I think one thing's for sure, we've got a budding wrestling writer here in our midst. So, little plug there, even in the jungle. We've got a mum here called Grumbling Along. With no G, so just
you'd
Grumbling.
Think that she'd be more of a Bagheera person.
But... Yeah, but here she is. In favour, so, and as we all know, mums know best. Honestly, every time I hear that Bare Necessities song, which is a lot at the moment because of the Sainsbury's advert, and DS2 making me YouTube Disney songs all the effing time.
Okay, you shouldn't be swearing as a mum. Who's DS2?
I think that's Nintendo DS2. Oh, so right. The second DS. I don't know, the two screen. Oh, she means a 2DS.
But why is that making her YouTube Disney songs?
I
think that's a nickname for a kid. DS2. David Smith robot. II.
I find myself singing along and getting a bit teary at how bloody right the bear is. So another swearing. Bloody circle of life gets me going too.
Calm down with your language, Grumbling Along.
Especially my whole DD. Oh, they are names for children. Bracket 16 weeks. Up under the armpits like the monkey does with the lion cub. Am I being weird and hormonally unreasonable to be affected by these songs? Or does anyone else find themselves agreeing with them? Feel free to tell me it's not normal and I need help. And Father Rolls has come back very quickly with, yes, Bare Necessities. We appear to live our lives according to that song. He was a wise, wise bear. Live within your means and learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, interesting. I didn't remember wise being one of the adjectives used to describe him on Disney Wiki, so...
Yeah, but Grumbling Along particularly likes, if you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, learn to use a claw paw and next time beware.
Okay, so yeah.
Advice I should have listened to a long time ago.
Well, okay, I think that's very specific advice, first of all, but also I would suggest that that is a bad lesson.
What, if you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear?
Yeah. And you prick a raw paw. That's saying, yeah, go along with it. If something bad happens, yeah, it happens. Next time, learn from it. But that could be fatal in the jungle.
What? Picking fruit?
Yeah, some fruit's poisonous.
Yeah, but I think learn from your mistakes. Also, for Baloo, it's good advice. I can...
For Mowgli, it's
Baloo's
not,
big
it?
Enough, he could probably
Yeah,
do
I don't
it.
Think Baloo can relate to Mowgli being small
yeah,
and vulnerable.
I think Baloo had written Bare Necessities before he knew...
Well, I think he's Mowgli. Covering it. I don't think it's an original song.
Oh, really? Who do you think who do you think originally did it? Someone else in the jungle and he just overheard it?
King Louis, probably.
Oh,
we
yeah.
know he's got a penchant for songs. Also, he's played by a famous jazz musician, so
yeah. That's another thing as well, that... Does Bagheera have a song?
No.
No.
Doesn't need one.
Everyone needs a song in the Jungle Book. Most people go into the Jungle Book, yeah, they remember the characters, yeah, they kind of remember the plot, but it's I Want to Be Like You and Bare Necessities.
True. Bagheera's not a singer. He never claims to be.
Well, yeah, but I think within this musical jungle, if we're deciding who's best, we've got to take their talents into account.
How many times does Bagheera save Mowgli's life? Once with Scar?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll go right back to the start. When he saves him initially, when he's in the basket,
right.
Once.
Yeah.
You could argue taking him away from the wolves when Shere Khan's coming back, that's 2. Saves him from Scar, that's 3. Helps in the rescue from the... Well, actually, I say he helps a lot. I don't think Baloo achieves anything. He goes in there dressed as a... Well, he doesn't really dress up. He literally just puts a coconut on his head and suddenly he looks like a woman.
I mean, a word that you often use, iconic.
It is an iconic scene. and then he basically, Baloo basically goes in there, all hell breaks loose. He destroys the entire, which is probably a listed building, I would say, in the Indian jungle, those ruins. Lot of potential archaeological research. Baloo just clumsily knocks one of the pillars over. It all goes down. All of those monkeys could have died.
Well,
Bagheera is the one that actually, I think there's a scene where he actually gets Mowgli out of the way of a falling piece of debris. So Baloo inadvertently nearly kills Mowgli himself, Bagheera, and the whole bloody monkey.
Well, if we're using destruction
population.
As you know, an attack. Mowgli needs to be attacked. And actually, this links into a theory that I had.
Oh,
not I had, actually. I found it on YouTube.
Yeah.
That, so you know the scene, the final scene when Mowgli ties a burning branch to Shere Khan's tail.
Yeah, and Shere Khan goes mental.
Goes crazy.
Yeah, he's not.
And in the live action film, the whole forest catches fire, lots of the forest. Deforestation, causing destruction. This YouTube theory was actually arguing that Mowgli is the villain of the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Because he, the man's red fire.
Yeah.
Is
red flower.
No, give me the power of man's red flower. Give me the.
Yeah, red flower is the metaphor that they use.
No, they use flower and fire, don't they?
Well, fire is what it is. I think red flower is a clever way of saying it. Give me the power of man's red flower.
Yeah, but also earlier on he's like, I want fire.
Yeah, they do sometimes call it fire.
They call it both. I don't know what you're just trying to derail my theory.
No, it's right. Anyway, so you already said it wasn't your theory.
No, I know.
Keep going, because you're feeding it.
And then
so
the finality or Mowgli deforestation, it's showing that humans actually cause more damage.
Yeah.
Shere Khan, on the opposite side, is acting exactly like a Bengal tiger should be acting.
True.
So there's nothing evil there. There's actually, so it's Mowgli going away from the path.
True.
But he's more dangerous. And it's him being in the jungle, basically, it's, I'm not explaining this very well, but it's him being in the jungle that is of more danger than Shere Khan going about his normal business.
That's very interesting, because who is it that wants to take him out of the jungle? Bagheera. Who wants to keep him in the jungle? Baloo. So if that is the theory and Mowgli is the villain, then Baloo is aiding and abetting him.
They both are.
No, Bagheera wants to take him out.
No, they're both... they're both helping him.
You know that it's backfired. Your theory is backfired. And you have no
theory. It wasn't really a theory pro Baloo. It was just an interesting sidebar.
I think any anti-Mowgli theories are also anti-Baloo. But anyway, can we go back to Disney Wiki? I would like to ask you what Disney Wiki says are Baloo's powers and abilities.
So powers and abilities, we've got here physical strength. What have you got?
Animalistic capabilities.
What does that mean? Do you want to unpack that a little bit? Animalistic capabilities. Imagine if you were like, oh, this person, I love this person, they've got such human capabilities. You're like, what? So they're just able to fulfill. Like, of course, Baloo has animalistic capabilities.
Well,
he's
not according
animal.
To Disney Wiki.
Well, no, just because it's omitted doesn't necessarily. Well, actually, it often does.
Does Baloo have any weapons listed? No, I don't think he does.
No, does Bagheera?
Yeah, claws and sharp teeth.
Baloo obviously has claws, because when he picks a paw or a prickly pear,
he has paws.
He uses
not his claws.
Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick the pear, try to use the...
Claw.
So.
But that means he might have to get Bagheera to do it, because I don't think he's got claws.
Okay.
What's his quote? What's the quote that they've given to represent him?
So they've given a quote that I would say shows how cool he is.
I would say this suggests
he's got
substance abuse.
I'm gone, man. Solid gone.
Yeah.
And get with the beat, which I think really encompasses how fun-loving and what a positive influence he is on Mowgli. What have we got for Bagheera?
The man cub must go back to the man village. The jungle is not the place for him.
It's just so boring. Just say like...
What does Baloo like? Because it says here, I'm looking at his page.
We've got fruits, jazzy swing music, being with Mowgli, swimming, having his back scratched, dancing, partying, ants, and sleeping.
Yeah, is that the film Ants or...?
It's got an S, not a Z.
So yeah,
that's true.
Sleeping, dancing, partying. What kind of a father figure is this?
A legend.
Whereas Bagheera likes safety, responsibility, cooperation, being correct.
Being correct, that's damning.
No.
Pedantic, who invited the pedant?
I think he just wants everything to be just so. He also likes Mowgli in the village.
It's just like, yeah.
Mowgli in the village.
when mobile phones come in, hey Mowgli, where are you? Oh, I'm just chilling in the village. Good.
I love it.
Good.
It's great.
I really like that.
Dislike.
So already.
Okay, Baloo dislikes working. What kind of an example is that saying? Mowgli's got to grow up and find a trade.
Anything bad happening to Mowgli, he dislikes. The Banda Logs. What are the Banda Logs?
I don't know. That might be.
And my personal favourite, he dislikes getting his rump bitten.
Well, who likes that?
I mean, calling it a rump It's evocative of meat, of a steak. I think so. Someone here obviously thinking about eating.
We'll see.
What does Bagheera dislike, apart from everything and everyone?
He dislikes Mowgli's stubbornness, Baloo's laziness, immature behaviour, Mowgli in danger, so
well,
caring.
Yeah, fine.
His tail being pulled, monkeys.
It's from the, like, the abstract to the very... Like, what are you scared of? The feeling of being alone, the darkness in man's heart, spiders. So here's by Paul Simon, writing for The Guardian. Why I love the Jungle Book scat singing Baloo the Bear. So okay, it is an article about Baloo, but if you think of this as like a review of the film, it's talking loads about he saw it when he was four. They all went to the cinema because there was only one cinema in the Granada cinema in Maidstone. There was one cinema, so there were thousands queuing outside.
Wow.
It talks loads about Baloo.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what it says about Bagheera?
Yeah.
Baloo and the Black Panther Bagheera arrived to rescue Mowgli. That's the only mention. But Baloo, a beat generation bear that everyone is seduced by the rhythm of the song. Talks about bear necessities. All the children bounced in their seats, laughing and scratching along with him. He links people together.
Yeah, but scratching is not good for you, so he's... encouraging that.
The song's infectious joy of I Want to Be Like You could bring a smile to any face. And it still
does. That's not him, though. That's Louis' song.
Hey, yadapa noni. That one.
Yeah, but he's not in that.
Yeah, well...
Okay, well, I'm going to retort to that article.
When the comic disaster ensues, Baloo's unmasking manages to remain note perfect.
Okay, fine. He's a good singer. Great. This is an article on Tor.com, which we've never used before.
Yeah.
Don't really know what it is. Science fiction, fantasy, the universe, and related subjects.
Oh,
right. My childhood love letter to Bagheera, reliable panther, extraordinaire. When I was a kid, I had a very specific pet peeve regarding the entertainment that I consumed. It centred around the inevitable bashing of any character who showed an inclination towards logic, pragmatism, and worry.
You know, this person sounds like a barrel of laughs already.
Don't slag her off. My first
revenge. She's 10 and she's got this.
Yeah, okay. No, well, she didn't write this when she was 10.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. My first for adventure, oddly, developed gradually over time. As a very small human, I had an overly developed sense of caution about the world. A lot of people do.
Is she a robot as a very small human?
And so I was drawn to characters who looked before leaping, who made plans, who considered dangers. What I'm trying to say is I hated Disney's The Jungle Book because no one listened to Bagheera. Bagheera was my favourite character in the whole movie and no one respected him. I think that's harsh. I think Mowgli and Baloo both respect Bagheera a lot.
Yeah, I definitely think, well, Baloo's a very respectful animal.
So basically she's railing against films that portray cautious, serious plan makers as...
very much in the minority.
Well, not also in the minority, but characters that are often quite... ridiculed.
Mm.
For me, The Jungle Book was one of the greatest offenders. It began with a wonderfully pragmatic, caring guide for Mowgli, then proceeded to make him look like a grumpy, boring drip to the audience. Baloo was the cool one. Baloo had the cool song and a cool voice, and he let Mowgli do whatever he wanted.
Yeah,
that's what kids want, right? Of course they do. They want to hang out with someone who will gladly give them cake for breakfast.
Let Mowgli think he was doing whatever he wanted.
Okay. Who will let them stay up late as they want, who will throw the rule book into the river and watch it float away while they eat their weight in sweet berries and burp the alphabet. Yeah, I think she's maybe not the most fun-loving of kids. Except I liked doing things by the book. As a kid, I was an awful teacher's pet. To this day, I still break out in a cold sweat if someone asks me to blatantly break a rule.
Oh my God.
I don't know where it comes from. Genetics-wise, my parents are both musicians. They certainly didn't play by rules. Maybe my engineer grandpa. It doesn't matter. The point is, Baloo was the enemy to my mind. Baloo was chaos. Baloo was time wasted. Baloo probably got you to try drugs for the first time, and I had already been taught to say no.
Oh, there's a lot of drugs. There's that scene, isn't there, where it's like, this is a drug scene.
I think that's in Dumbo. I don't remember.
Oh.
Well, Baloo saying, I'm gone, I'm solid gone.
Yeah, no, because he sniffs the flower.
Yeah, see, look, the kids want Mowgli to stay in the jungle. They want to watch him trying to be an elephant for a day. They want him to stop Shere Khan. Bagheera wants him to do the smart thing and get out of mortal danger. But if Mowgli did that, there would be no movie. So the two have a fight and Bagheera throws his paws in the air and is done with it. Then Mowgli meets Baloo, the cool guy, who agrees to keep him around with the added benefit of no structure ever and infinite beach volleyball days. I don't mean they ever play beach volleyball in the film. Maybe that's in the book. There's also a bit where Baloo pulls on Bagheera's tail while the panther is sitting comfortably in a tree, and it makes me want to drop a rock on that carefree dude every time I see it.
I don't like this person anymore. Quite violent.
See, then Mowgli gets kidnapped by monkeys, and Bagheera, who only pretended to be done with this whole circus because he cares, and Baloo rescue the kid. Bagheera finally explains who is after Mowgli and tells Baloo that he has to convince the man cub to go live with people. So Baloo tries and Mowgli runs away from him, and because this eventually leads the kid right into Shere Khan's clutches, it makes the very practical panther appear more at fault than anyone. If he hadn't spoiled Baloo's forever party, maybe it would have turned out fine.
Yeah, I mean, her and Bagheera would get on really well, wouldn't they?
Well, no,
they negative Nellies.
Look. Okay, but in the world of beloved fictional characters, the majority of the population aren't going to cuddle the stuffed animal of a character who makes reliable decisions. They're going to cuddle the one that says things like, "Let me tell you something, little britches."
Great.
He's had a big day. It was a real socceroo. I don't think Baloo says that. Maybe that's another quote that I'm not getting. Baloo gets all the glory by getting swatted down by Shere Khan before the big dust-up. And once the tigers run off, Bagheera goes to the trouble of eulogising the guy, while Mowgli stands by sniffling. The trouble. I mean, Baloo and Bagheera are friends. But the point is that Baloo is funny. So he listens to Bagheera go on about how great he is before jumping up and shouting, "Psych, I am so not dead." He does, again, that's not a quote. Because it's hilarious to let people think they've lost you and get them to mourn over your live body. That reminds me of a Friends episode with Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you can pop up with a one-liner. That's what cool guys do. They also give you incredibly original nicknames like Baggy. Wait, what is actually going on here? Why do people like this? I don't think the nickname Baggy specifically has much of a fan club. And then the reprise of Bare Necessities at the end of the film has Bagheera joining in as though the movie is now reassuring the audience. It's okay, the panther's cool now. He gets it. Bagheera doesn't need to get it.
Oh,
he already got it.
It goes on and on and on. Basically, I think that's actually done more detriment to your argument by showing us someone who's obviously bitter, a little bit esoteric.
She was 6 years old when she was thinking these thoughts.
No, she wasn't. No, she was 10, she said.
Yeah, no, she was.
But no, that's an adult still thinking those thoughts and superimposing. You don't remember what you thought when you were 6. Well, yeah, so to wrap up,
I sort of regret going into that article in the depth that I did. Yeah, it was interesting.
To wrap up, I think
It depends what kind of a person you are. Everyone needs a Baloo and a Bagheera.
And actually, we've got an article on the Odyssey Online, which is saying we all need a Bagheera in our life. While we find this person annoying and never want to listen to them, they keep us grounded, they keep us safe, they do what's best for us, and we never listen to them. And then
we all need Baloo. The Baloo in our lives inspires us to do things we normally wouldn't. They let us know that our actions aren't always going to result in death. I don't.
No, really. No, we're doing the nice end.
Okay,
bit.
Sorry. We need this friend to tell us to reach the sun.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. So at the end of the day, both essential for Mowgli's development.
Yeah, definitely.
They're almost like a gay couple raising him, would you say?
Yeah, they are. Papa Bear and Bagheera.
I think Bagheera's got quite motherly tendencies, actually.
Yeah, I think they're both beloved. I would still say, if
it depends, if you wanted to go for a drink with someone down the pub, then probably Baloo. But if you wanted to
get your taxes done, maybe Bagheera.
Well, I was just going to say have a serious conversation about jungle politics or something. But anyway, well, what a debate we've had.
What a debate! Cool. Thank you.
What a beloved film.
Yeah, and thank you to all our source material, Cora's, the Mum's Nets, the Odyssey Online, the Tor, Disney Wiki and normal Wikipedia, to name but a few. Others were and are available.
Kipling, Disney.
We're all contributing towards this beloved narrative.
And we'd like to thank Baloo and Bagheera themselves for inspiring such memories in us as children. Yeah.
And I feel like at this point to do a shout out if any of them are listening, because my friends,
I thought you were going to say if any of them are listening, meaning the character.
No, my friends, they had a company called Wolab, and they did a play called Man Cub, which was based off basically Mowgli, but it was a coming of age club queer narrative.
Interesting.
So shout out to them, hopefully. I don't think they had the characters of Baloo or Bagheera, but they focused on Mowgli. But yeah, shout out to them if any of them are listening, any of the Wolab clan.
Thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah.
And
if you want to listen further, you can, and get involved further, you can get involved in our social medias. We'll give them out now, as we always do.
Twitter, Think to the Brink with the number 2. We're at Think to the Brink. On Facebook, we are Think to the Brink with the word T-O. Facebook.com/... that's getting very very old saying that.
The word T-O.
Yeah, Facebook.com/ Think to the Brink. We also now have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So which we're going to be pushing and promoting a lot more over the next few weeks because we're running out of storage.
Yeah, so we're going to be uploading... We're starting from the very first episode, Mr. Brightside, and we're going to be uploading them onto YouTube. But eventually, we'll probably have it all on there. So that'll be another way to listen, another community that we hope to engage with.
And that's youtube.com/ Think to the Brink. At the moment, Mr. Brightside is the only one up, but we will be uploading more in the next few weeks.
The word T-O?
I think it's the number 2, the number but I might 2. Have to check that.
All right. Well, if you search Think to the Brink, Mr. Brightside, I'm sure it'll come up on YouTube.
It does. I think it's the third one down. Hopefully, we'll be looking to get up to the top.
Yeah.
As we have done on Google.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure. It's goodbye from me, Will Baker.
And me, Alex Prescott.
And in the meantime,
don't forget to overthink.
Welcome to Patreon. This is our extra content for the week. We're about to do a role play with myself as Professor Albus Dumbledore, headmaster of Hogwarts
School. You've cast yourself.
I cast myself as Dumbledore, and you will be playing the part of Quirrell/Voldemort. So we're assuming that Quirrell applied for the job after he got back from Albania and wanted to infiltrate the school. But he's wearing a turban.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be in my office and you knock to come in and begin scene.
Okay.
Come in.
Hi, Dumbledore.
Professor Dumbledore, to you.
Professor Dumbledore, Professor Quirrell.
You didn't speak like that the last time we met.
Oh, yeah, I've been in Albania, and I've accrued a lot of knowledge, but it's also meant that I, unfortunately, have developed a stutter from the things I've seen. But rest assured that my body is completely resistant against any evil forces. It's only my stutter.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, just, you know, teaching, obviously, there's a lot of public speaking.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I'm away. I can't always give out the sort of the after-dinner notices, so sometimes, you know, McGonagall does them, but sometimes I like to, you know, call on members of staff. Would you be okay with, you know, giving sort of lectures, maybe public speaking, because that's a big part of the job?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I actually share the affliction with Gareth Gates.
Okay.
In that when I sing, I don't have a stutter at all.
Okay, well, that's good. You can maybe deliver some of your lessons in song form. Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't discriminate against you because of, you know, a stutter technically. Like, you know, it's a form of disability.
What are you saying, Professor?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, if it was up to me, you know, I'm old-fashioned. I was born in the tens.
Tens. I remember it well.
No, I was actually born in the 1800s. You remember it well?
Yes.
But you were born in the 60s, I think.
Yes, my mother used to show me films of the tens.
Okay, it's midsummer, so feel free to, you know, get comfortable, take off your turban. And,
oh, it's fine.
No, I mean, have a glass of water. I just want to... Don't feel nervous about, you know, the alopecia. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of teachers here of varying degrees.
No. It's my beliefs.
Oh, okay. So, did you find religion in Albania?
No, I believe in turbans.
Okay, because we as magical people don't really believe in higher powers. So, it's a nice turban. I like it.
Thank you. I bought it in Albania.
How much?
Just the one.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I'm not very good. Do you mean how much or how many?
How much? I was wondering how much I might consider buying one myself. I mean, would you mind lending it to me?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Is that the time?
No, we still have. I've still got a few questions to.
Okay, just a couple, because I'm going to have to go soon.
Okay. Well, you're not doing very well. We've got a lot of people to interview.
Yeah.
Gilderoy Lockhart's coming in next. And,
yeah, fraud.
Okay.
No, he just needs another year. Like just give him another year of experience in the field and then he'll be ready. Okay. But obviously I'll be here next year.
Favourite animal?
Serpent.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What would you say is your greatest strength?
Power. susceptibility, adaptability
to situations,
things with my body that I didn't know I could.
Okay. What you do in your personal life is not a concern of mine. And what's your greatest weakness, would you say?
I sometimes am in two minds about situations.
Okay, that's fair enough. I mean, that's a good thing. Sorry?
What?
Okay, I've got a few kind of more questions for you. These ones are slightly more outside the box.
Okay. Or the turban. Please hire me.
Snog, marry, kill.
Yes.
Professor McGonagall, Voldemort, Cornelius Fudge.
Okay. I think in this scenario, obviously it's very tricky to fully kill Voldemort. So I wouldn't want to waste killing Voldemort on the killing on Voldemort, because he's very difficult to kill. The
Dark Lord. How do you know?
I just imagine. So I would kill.
You say his name.
I'd kill. I'd kill Cornelius Fudge.
Okay.
I'd
he's a bit of an idiot. So.
And then, as I am a heterosexual man, I would have to shag Professor
snog,
McGonagall.
Snog
Professor McGonagall and marry Voldemort.
Interesting. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't think I've ever
keep your enemies close.
Good point. Keep your enemies close. And what would you say is the quality that you most look for in a student?
Susceptibility
to
teaching.
Okay, good. Any other extracurricular activities you want? Like, some teachers like to teach Quidditch in their spare time, coach, help out Madam Hooch, maybe. Maybe run some extracurricular classes or anything like that.
Expeditions.
Yeah, yeah, we do run a few school trips. Anywhere you'd like to take them?
I think Albania is a good place for lots of the more open-minded students.
Okay. Well, I was lying earlier about Gilderoy Lockhart. We've got no one else. People think the job is cursed, so you've got it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well done.
I like that we actually shook hands.
Yeah.
Even
though you wouldn't, see you in September.
See you in September.
And
help me.
Sorry?
What?
And scene.